everyone, and welcome back to Creative Footnotes. I'm your host, Delia Audrey, photographer and friend to all. And today I'm happy to welcome another photographer back onto the pod. Another Florida girl, Ashley, is a photographer based in Orlando, Florida. She specializes in creative portraits that are whimsical, out of the box, and vibrant.
Are you a night person?
100%. I'm a night person.
So you'll be like up all night working on a project.
I would if that wasn't irresponsible, but yeah. What about you? How have you been and everything?
I'm good. I'm definitely more of a morning person myself. But it's interesting because I would prefer to just like wake up and just do my own kind of work. But since I'm really in like a more, you know, professional job right now.
Yeah.
I wake up and then I'm doing like work, you know, which is how life works. But sometimes I wish that I would have a few hours in the morning to like have to myself and then go to work, which I guess realistically I could do if I woke up at like,
yeah,
4 in the morning.
That's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've been good, just super busy. And like, I've been just like watching you. That sounds creepy. From the sidelines. And like, you have been really doing the most. So I just want to hear, like, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen you in person.
Yeah.
In well over a year now.
Wait, so did the recording start already?
Yeah. Yeah. I just started from the top so that my partner can choose what he wants to leave in and cut out.
Okay. I got you. So is it more of like an interview today or more of just like kind of like a conversation, or
it's kind of like a marriage of both, you know? I like to let the conversation guide where I ask you questions.
Yeah.
So like, I like to hear like, you know, kind of what your background is, and the main focus of the podcast, I guess, like outcome for listeners is creatives of any type kind of get into this. And what I like to know is how you make your projects, you know, like how you get ideas, mm-hmm. and how you bring those ideas to fruition, you know? So whatever that entails, like how do you make it through roadblocks when something isn't working out the way that you thought it might, things like that.
I got you. Yeah. Oh, what was your question before?
Totally good. Well, I guess let me start here, actually. Let me ask you, since I guess I kind of know you, but the listeners may not, how did you get into photography? Is it something that you've always been interested in, or is it something that you kind of got into later in your life?
Yeah, so pretty much when I was maybe like, I think when Instagram kind of first came out, I was like, because how old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay. Oh, dang. Wait, I thought we were like more a little closer in age. Not that that's super old or anything. I just thought you were.
No, I know. I have a baby face.
But no, because what year did Instagram came out? I think I was around like 13 or so when Instagram came out. I don't know, but
I'm going to Google it right now because I'm curious as well. 2010.
I was born in 2000. Oh, dang. So I think, yeah, probably when I was around like 13 or so, 13, 14, I started to get, you know, I think more into Instagram and stuff. And, you know, my older sister is like a year older than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pretty much just wanted pics for our, like cute pics for our Instagram, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I mean, it kind of just became a hobby of ours to, you know, take photos of each other. And we got really good. So she really liked the photography aspect. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the modeling aspect, because I was really comfortable in front of the camera and everything and very calm. Mm-hmm. And it was just we did a photo shoot like at least once a week together.
That's awesome.
I think that when you do something so much, you're kind of bound to get good at it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Even if it's mm-hmm. not, even if it's not intentional. But I think we just did it so much that we both got really good. So eventually I took some photography classes in high school though. And that's when I kind of, I think, got more into the photography side. Cause I think for a while I was just like kind of my sister's muse and stuff.
That's cool though. That's so interesting that that was kind of like spurred on from social media and then like kind of snowballed into this like bigger piece of your life, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Really cool.
But I think that maybe some of my style can also stem from like the photo shoots that we did. And I wish that I could, I mean, I guess this is you know, it's a audio recording, but I wish I could deep dive and find pictures from some of those photo shoots we did, because for just being amateurs, and like my sister didn't really know how to use the camera. We shot on auto, like we didn't know what we were doing, but they were really like, can I cuss?
Yeah, totally.
Like they were really fucking good.
That's awesome.
You know, we would pull out the wigs. We were doing the most.
We were doing like creative direction, not just a photo shoot.
Yeah, we were watching America's Next Top Model. Like, you know the shoots they do on.
Yes, there. No, totally. Because that was inspo for me too.
Yeah, because they weren't just doing, oh, let's do this basic ass photo shoot. They were fucking doing a runway on the side of a building, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like that was kind of how my inspiration and how I grew up.
Oh my gosh. You know? That is so awesome. I have a similar inspo in that sense of, because there's this one shoot that I remember very specifically, and it was them. They had to jump into a pool. Do you remember this?
I think
they had to jump into a pool, but they had to do it like they had to get the perfect shot. Like they had to get the perfect pose as they like kind of hit the water.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just remember being like, I literally also emulated that at some point. And I have a picture of my friend like jumping into the pool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like very impactful at that time. And like, I would also be interested to see how the timeline of the show and Instagram kind of intertwined, especially because I feel like, you know, Instagram models per se weren't necessarily a thing kind of towards the beginning. But so you said you started more as like modeling and then you got into, what would you say? Do you have like a moment or a specific kind of like idea for a project where you felt more inclined to be behind the camera? Like what was the transition like? What was the switch for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because
I know it's hard.
I will say that I was editing, so I would have other people take my photos on Instagram.
Like collaboration style?
I would have other people take my Instagram photos, whether it was a phone or like my sister's camera. And I started editing before I actually started shooting. So does that make sense? So like for years and years, I would edit. And I think that's how I got so good at editing too. Because, you know, editing on your phone, of course, it's like, you don't have as many tools and as much, I guess, control and stuff as when you're editing on Lightroom to Photoshop. But it's all the same thing. You know, even on VSCO now, you can do HSL. You can, like, you know, manipulate the colors and do really good color grading and stuff. So I was editing my photos for years and years and got really, really good at it. So that was kind of like my first, I guess, step into photography. But I think that the switch was really just taking those classes in high school and then eventually I took AP photography. So that's when I literally learned how to operate my camera in manual mode, and I thought that was really fascinating to learn the technicalities of my camera and learn how to, you know, properly expose something. And from then, that's kind of when I, you know.
It opens up like a new world.
Yeah, started to do my own projects and everything.
What were you editing on, like on your phone? Were you using like the Lightroom app?
No.
Or was it too early for that?
I never used Lightroom. I had VSCO Pro. That was always kind of my go. I used VSCO, and then I used an app called Afterlight.
Oh yeah, I remember Afterlight. Crazy. Yeah,
Afterlight kind of gives you some. It gives you like color streaks and different effects, like dust and rainbow lights, that you can make it look really interesting there.
You know what? VSCO, however you pronounce it officially, it reminds me actually a lot of Lightroom, like the app version, honestly. Yeah. Like comparatively now, I wonder if we were able to put them side by side. A lot of it is very similar.
Yeah.
That's cool to hear, because I feel like that's kind of, I kind of do the opposite in my work. I don't really edit a lot besides like color work, but those are the same things that I was using too at the time.
That's funny.
But you like are on another level with your editing, honestly.
Thank you.
Like seriously, I guess that's a perfect like progression into like, when did you decide like, okay, I'm going to try and learn something in like Photoshop? Was it like you wanted to kind of do it because like you were already editing and wanted to go further with it? Or were you like, I want to make this and it's only able to be made in Photoshop, so I have to learn?
Yeah, that's a good question. And
because I feel like for me, like just for context, I am in awe of Photoshop. Like I feel like when I talk about it, it sounds like I dislike it because I just don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
I'm just lazy and I like to do as much as I can in camera because I don't know how to use it. But I think if I had the tools, like, well, I am currently learning it, but if I knew how to use it, the world would be like my oyster.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a project that's like been in my brain enough to really motivate me to fully commit to learning.
I get that. Yeah. And I'm just trying to think of an answer. I think that just being me as a person, I think that I'm a very inquisitive person. I asked my friend one word to describe me, and that's what she said. She said, I think that she used the word inquisitive, that I'm always trying to learn things. I'm always asking questions. And so I think that I just wanted to learn Photoshop just to learn it, you know?
Yeah.
Just to have another tool in my belt. And I think that it also aligns with my style and everything. Cause,
you're very like fantasy based.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like the very first photos that I tried to Photoshop, because yeah, I think I remember one that I tried to Photoshop really early on was like me and my sister did a witch shoot. And I was, I don't know, like I think that Photoshop just really aligned with my style, and I thought that it could really elevate the work that was already there, you know, because it's like, oh, I'm taking a photo of a witch, you know, there's so much that you could add to make it look more interesting.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
What do you, from your personal opinion, and I guess this would just totally depend across the board, but if someone kind of newer into photography were to come to you and was like, do you think that it's worthwhile to learn? Would your answer be yes?
1,000%.
Totally.
1,000%.
Where would you like advise someone to start? Because I know that there's like a lot of things to learn about it. But if you were to talk to someone who was less experienced like myself, What do you think are the most, what would you say is the most important things to really master within Photoshop to elevate your work?
Good question.
I'm sure that also depends based on the work, but
yeah,
from the umbrella of knowledge, what would you say?
I would always encourage somebody to learn Photoshop, you know, because I think, you know, Photoshop in Lightroom share some similar tools, but I think Photoshop is way more intelligent of a, like, of a software. For example, you know, Lightroom has a remove tool. I hate Lightroom's remove tool. I will say it did get better with the last couple updates, but Photoshop just, I don't know what it is, dude, but do you ever try to remove something with the Lightroom remove tool and it's like take something from the other side of the photo and I'm like, girl, what is that?
Yes, yeah.
Like Photoshop never does me dirty like that. And it's the same tool, but Photoshop is just like better. Like that's the only way to put it. So I would definitely I think that the remove tool is really good to learn.
I think that's a good point too. Cause if you're ever just like, I feel like there's always going to be something in your picture that you probably want gone, even if it's like minuscule.
Exactly.
Especially if you're out in the real world, like street shooting or something, like you have, God forbid you have like a post or a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So diving kind of more recently into what you've been doing, because you're, where are you mainly based out of actually? Like what's your full time, like where you're at locationally?
Yeah. Right now I'm in Orlando. I'm kind of living near the Oviedo area.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, and you've been there for like a minute, right?
Yeah. I've been here for about a year and I signed my lease for another year.
Oh, nice. Okay. So tell me about like your experience in like that area with like creativity and your projects. Like,
yeah,
how has it been for you and how have you found like the community to be creatively?
Yeah, so I actually came here because I wanted to go to UCF actually in the fall for
photography?
For 2023, for a film.
Oh, nice. So, okay.
Yeah, I was like, let me go back to school for film because I think that's something that I had always wished that I had gone to school for something creative, and I kind of was always interested in film, and I didn't really know what I was doing after I graduated, as most people that just graduated do. So I was like, let me go back to school because that's always the default, like, option. Yeah. But yeah, then as the semester progressed, I was like, this ain't it. And I started to put more effort into my business, and you know, I discontinued at UCF, but while I was at UCF I did join Strike. Really cool, and I think that I definitely met a lot of really cool people there. So I think that's, you know, a cool part of Orlando is there's different opportunities that, you know, because I'm from like kind of the Cocoa Beach area. So I think that I definitely have found more creative people here with the magazines and stuff. And I think what I realized is I was like, I feel like I'm gaining so much more from these different, I guess, organizations and stuff outside of school, because you don't even have to go to UCF to be a part of, you know, these magazines.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this doesn't really make any sense. Like, let me just, you know, not be in school and do this outside of.
I'm a huge advocate for knowing yourself, because you don't, like, I say as someone who's getting their master's degree and like will never leave school. I just like to be in school.
Yeah.
And I find that the motivation to get things done for me works when I have an outside force telling me to do it, which is productive for me and like furthering my craft. But I know plenty of people who are wildly successful and doing crazy awesome work that don't, that have an interest in school because it's just like not structured for them in the way they like to live their life, you know? And you kind of like me in that sense are also like really good at networking.
Mm-hmm.
And I will die on the hill that that is all you need besides skill to really be a successful artist, because everything, you don't work in a vacuum, you know, when you're on a team of people. I mean, I'm preaching the choir here, but like even on a shoot, you're not working alone. Mm-hmm. And if you can't work with other people and be an enjoyable person to be around that can like communicate your ideas, like people aren't going to want to work with you even if you're super talented. So it doesn't matter if you have a degree, if you know what I mean, there's just so many variables. And I think that's just important because it's a lot of time and like money investment when you can get all of the same benefits in your own time doing your own thing, if that's the avenue you want to go. So I think it's really smart that you know that about yourself and you tried it. And then you just like pivoted, because look at you now, like you still catapulted to this place where you're, I mean, from an outside perspective, like the work that you're making and the level you're making it at is like incredible.
Thank you.
And so like, it's cool to see how, you know, even just changing your environment can push you to have these new experiences that can also like push you into a new space with your work. Cause I also saw you've been doing like, have you been hosting the meetups or is it something that you've been attending?
Yeah. So I co-hosted it, with two of my friends, Rebecca and Saya. So yeah, that was the one that we actually hosted.
That's so cool. Tell me about that. Like how, cause you know, like I used to do some smaller scale meetups in St. Pete and I love doing that just even from a social aspect. So like, tell me how you got there and how you managed to do that in that community, because it looked like a pretty great turnout of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So it went amazing. Honestly, I don't think it could have gone better. But yeah, it was kind of, you know, I hosted my own meetup a few years ago. And then I was like, you know what? Let's all, you know, host one together. Because I really enjoyed that one that I did a few years ago. And I think that, you know, you're really able to bring together the creative community in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean,
what is it like, what is it personally that you enjoy about like unifying the community like that? Like what is it that you get out of it?
Yeah, I think a lot of the times, especially in our society, I hate when people say that. In today's society, the start of every college essay.
Literally.
You know, everything is so digital. And I think that I know so many people online, you know, like I see these little profile pictures all the time on my Instagram or whatever. And, you know, here and there, I'll like DM back and forth with somebody. Mm-hmm. But you never actually met these people in real life. And I think there's something really powerful about meeting people, you know, in real life.
Yeah.
Actually connecting with them, because, you know, as COVID illustrated to us, none of us like to just sit inside all day and be on our phones all the time. Like everybody values human connection and everybody wants to like connect with the faces they see online and stuff. And I think that sometimes in the, as a creative, you know, it's not every day that you kind of like come across people who are pursuing the same things as you, and that can feel a little bit isolating. So I think when you're able to bring people together and you meet people who tick for the same things as you, you feel like you feel seen and you feel recognized. And I think that, you know, there's automatically kind of a connection there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's for me too, building on that, I feel like I always leave any kind of creative event like that with like new ideas for myself as well.
Yeah.
You know, like even if it's like in the sense of a workflow, like I saw someone do something that I never would have thought about doing before.
Uh-huh.
That I can apply to my work, because in the sense, like you're saying about how sometimes you don't meet people who are have the same kinds of goals, is like you don't think too that your workflow may be so wildly different than someone else's because you just do it all the time.
Exactly. You know?
That's cool though. So when you got to this point where you're like, I want to host something, how did you find like a location and how did you go about like spreading the word? Was it solely like social media based, like you're posting about it and sharing it and just spreading the word online?
Yeah. I mean, we had originally, our location was originally outside an outside area, but it, you know, it's hurricane season and it got rained out. So we were like, okay, we don't want to mess with the rain. Let's just find an, because we had to reschedule it because of the rain.
Right. So
we ended up finding a studio in Orlando. Shout out RTW Studios. They're awesome. But yeah, so we found a studio. It was a great space. They had like a bunch of different backdrops and everything. So we wanted to do it there. And in terms of spreading awareness, we mostly just advertised it on social media. So, you know, I think that's how we were able to get most of the people. And then I think just word of mouth and people bringing their friends and everything. But yeah, mostly just, you know, social media. I did create an Eventbrite, but that's just kind of to organize all the attendees and send out some.
That's awesome. Tell me about like how your relationship with like social media posting and like how you go about doing that as a creative.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that my main focus is Instagram. I found that Instagram works really well for me. TikTok is always a struggle for me. I know TikTok confuses me. I don't, TikTok ain't be giving me no views, bro. Like,
yeah,
I'm not a TikToker either.
Huh? I said, I'm not a TikToker either myself.
Yeah. So yeah, I focus on Instagram and I focus on reels a lot because, you know, reels.
Like, how do you make an idea for a reel? Like, do you just have them swirling around in your head? Or do you kind of like make a list, like a plan? Because it seems like you post pretty consistently, which is kind of the key.
Yeah. I think I gain a lot of inspiration just like from my For You page, honestly. And I think, you know, another tip that I can give people is, you know, it's nice to look in your niche for inspiration. Like, oh, let me look up photography reels. Like, what are other photographers doing? But you can literally take inspiration from anywhere for reels. Like, if somebody who's like, I don't know, like a hairstylist is like, let me show you like haircuts I've done this week, for an example. Like, you can be like, photos I took this week or some shit like that, you know? Like, you literally can take inspiration anywhere. So that's kind of what I do. And I think I just have a system where it's like, you know, hook, three jabs, you know? So you have your hook at the beginning and then you have jabs, you know? You have like three points. So that's literally what I do for every video. What's my hook? Okay, and then what are my points? Like, it's really easy once you get into the rhythm of it, you know?
Right. Do you film, like, in batches, though, or do you, like, just film as you go?
I mean, I throughout, like, the past year, I've been really, really, really good at taking B-roll and taking behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's my toxic trait. I don't do that.
So yeah, that's all you need. Like, I probably have enough content that I can probably used for another year or so, you know, like, so that's really the key.
That's some golden advice right there, honestly.
Yeah. And buy yourself, you know, a tripod. They're really cheap. I also have a girl, shout out Mary, but she does a lot of behind the scenes for me. So she'll come out to my shoots and be getting behind the scenes while I'm shooting. So then I just kind of, you know, B-roll and stuff to work with.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. Shout out friends. We love that.
Yeah. And I'll also say, like, keywords are big. Because, you know, I think a lot of people will just post things like, hey, look at my photos. Here are my photos. And if someone sees that on their For You page, they're going to be like, bro, what? Like, I don't care. But like, if you're like, hey, like, I'm an Orlando photographer and here's all like, and I produce really creative work or whatever, you know, then people are like, oh, there's a cool photographer in Orlando. They're like, oh, I'm in Orlando too. Then they're automatically interested, you know, catch their attention if they're in the area. Because no one cares if you're just, no one cares to look at your photos. They want to know, you know, if you're in their area and if they can hire you, you know?
Right, right. Do you feel like, because you work with clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that a lot of your clients do come through that funnel of like they found you through social media?
Yeah, I would say most people do find me through my Instagram. So just through like various things, you know, through like reels or recommendations, or like I think SEO is huge, like I said, like optimizing your bio and your Instagram, your hashtags to be really SEO friendly.
Right. So, how do you figure that out for like yourself? Like, how do you know what's working for you?
Like, how do I know what,
like what hashtags, for example?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I usually ask my clients every time, like, how did you find out about me?
That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah. And usually it's different every time. So I think that it's, you know, kind of important to utilize all different, like I said, SEO things, like, you know, just reels, you know, hashtags, doing like collaborating with other people, your bio and your website, like having all those things.
Yeah. So, you have kind of a different experience than me in as far as work goes, because you actually like actively work with clients, whereas like I don't really do that as often.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, I'm curious, how, if you like, when you have a client, for example, if they found you, depending on how they found you, if you have someone who wants something that you aren't necessarily equipped to do, what's your avenue of dealing with that? Are you like, I'm gonna like learn how to do it and do it, or are you gonna like redirect them, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, when you say equipped, do you mean like...
So like style wise, I think. Like if someone comes to you and they're like, hey, I want this thing. And you're like, don't usually do that kind of thing. Like maybe headshots, for example.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I mean, I will say that the majority of people that come to me, like, you know, 90% of people come to me because of my style, you know, because my style is so distinct. And like, most people don't look at my page and they're like, I want this black and white photo of me outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like people, you know, don't usually ask me for stuff like that because it's clear that I don't, that's not my style. But yeah, I'm trying to think like,
or, okay, I guess maybe that was too specific. Like I'm thinking my personal avenue, 'cause that has happened to me before, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But like, just even difficult clients, you know, 'cause for a lot of people that are newer into the space, especially, it can be like a lot to navigate working with a client, especially when you don't maybe have the same ideas about how a project is going.
Yeah, I think that honestly was a huge, it is still a hurdle that I'm, something that I'm overcoming, but it's definitely a huge, like, a huge transition from doing, you know, photography as a hobby to now it has become my career. Mm-hmm. You know, before when I was doing it, when it was just my passion, everything, it's like, oh my gosh, like we just did this photo shoot and I'm going to edit it like this. And I love how I edited the, you know, I took a photo of my friend and, you know, I have one hanging up on my wall right now. Like she's in the water and she's like this goddess and she's wearing a crown. She's like this water goddess. And like, I edited that one. I'm like, cool. I love it. That's the end of story, you know? But it's like now when I'm working with clients, I edit a photo, I put my own spin on it, and they don't like it sometimes, you know? Mm. And I'm like, what? Like, how can you not like it, bro? Like,
you know? No, literally.
I'm like, this photo is fire, you know?
No,
but
relatable.
That's different. And I have to recognize that, okay, not everybody has my eye. Not everybody is going to like what I come up with. I have had to separate myself from my art. I've realized that, I think, you know, before I really, I feel like my art was me. Like there was no distinction. Like, so when people would criticize something, I would take it so personally. Be like, what? Like how, you know, like I would be so emotional. And now it's like, okay, if they don't like the edit that I did, if they don't like the color grading I did, you know, they don't have a problem with me. Like they have a problem with the product, because at the end of the day, my photography now is a service. Right. And the clients always, you know, I always want the client to be happy, obviously. And so obviously I listen to everything that they say and their critiques and everything, and I work with them. So,
That's like a tough one. It's something that's ever evolving as well. I think you just learn, because each person is a little bit different too. That's props to you, honestly, because that's why it's so hard for me to make, I don't think I've gotten to that detachment yet. Mm-hmm. We're still getting there.
It's a learning curve.
For sure. Yeah, it really is. But I do see you post sometimes on your stories where like you'll have concepts that you've already kind of mood boarded. And is that when like you post that kind of stuff? Like, are you looking, is that like more in a collab sense, or is it something that you're offering like clients that you're like, hey, these are the visions? Yeah.
So those are for clients. So right now I'm not, my collabs are closed. So I'm just doing,
I love that for you
for now.
That's amazing. Yeah. What? That's a great place to be.
Thank you.
Hey, congrats. What the heck? That must feel good, huh?
Yeah. No, it's you know.
Because you've been putting an intention for like a while now.
Yeah. Like it's definitely, I think that, you know, I'm an advocate for collabs when there's a time and a place in your career thing, and when, you know, it's benefiting both parties and everything. But I think that at a certain point you have to, you know, you have to know your worth and you have to advocate for yourself. And, you know, that's when you want your business to go to the next level, you kind of have to, put those boundaries in place. So.
Right. And I think that becomes easier with like the confidence of also practicing your work and, like you say, knowing your worth, you know, it's a lot easier to stand behind your work being like, hey, I've put in all of this to it and this is what I'm going to take from it.
Hello and welcome into another tarot reading for the collective. I personally have been very inspired recently because I am working on my art show that's happening in September, and so I'm finding a lot of inspiration in a lot of things. I'm not quite sure how the collective is feeling because I've been very tapped into my own things. So I'm going to pull two cards today and see. Oh, ooh, the Princess of Cups just came out. So really honing in on projects, kind of just like what I was talking about, but picking one thing and really spending a lot of time on it and putting a lot of care into it, as I'm sure you do with all of your projects, but really just focusing on, yes, and the Ace of Cups also came up reversed. So really, you know, use your resources. You have everything you need. And sometimes we can get stuck in our head when we think, oh, I can't do this because I don't have this and that and this, but really all we need to do is start or keep going and push through the block that our brain may have for us. It's common as creatives to have a little mental block. So when you come across that, just, you know, politely encourage yourself. Know that it's normal, but know that you have the tools and the support system to rise above and to move forward.
So something I like to ask my guests, and we're like halfway through the year now, which is absolutely insane to me, but
yeah,
what's like something that you wish for the general like creative collective for the next year of time?
Something that I wish. Can you rephrase that?
like for example, one of the answers that I've gotten in the past is like, people redefining how they view success. So, you know, artistic types like actually hitting like milestones of success based on how you've set it up for yourself based on, or versus what society would expect of you. Or one of them was like just making more work, like just continuing to make work, you know? So kind of like your hope for like creatives.
Yeah, I think that, I think I would say, like, create work for you, and in doing so, you'll find your style. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like people try to, like, copy other people a lot. Not to, like, call people out, you know what I'm saying, but, like, I don't know. I think that people,
like if you lean in to what you want to make, you'll end up where you want to be faster.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we're so consumed by media. You know, people go on Pinterest and they see a photo of a girl, you know, in a flower field, and they're like, oh my God, let me do that. And it looks the exact same. Like, right. To me, it's not art unless it's unique. Like, are you really creating art if it's not unique? You know what right. I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that true art has its own twist on it and is unique. And I remember when I deleted Instagram for a little bit of time because I feel like I was comparing myself so much to other artists and everything.
Yeah.
And then since I wasn't looking at everybody else and I wasn't, you know, comparing myself to everybody else, that's when I really found my style, because then I was just creating art for me. And I found that my art was very weird because I had no one's eyes on me while I was creating it. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to do. Like, this is me.
Right. You weren't worried about what people were going to think about it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as photographers, sometimes I think at the beginning you can kind of see everything as, because you're like, oh, but, you know, there's so much competition, like there's so many other photographers out there and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's important to realize that everybody's style is so unique, you know, and it's important to also realize that it's not just like, you know, your photos that people want to, but you're not just a photographer, you're a whole brand. You know, like, I'm not just a girl who takes cool photos. Like, I'm Ashley. You know, right. Like, mm-hmm. I'm me, and no one can be me. Like, that's my superpower, you know? Mm-hmm. And some people will just hire you because you're you, and you have your personality, you right. know? And so I think it's important to tap into, like, your brand and who you are. And no one will ever be able to take your brand away from you.
Yeah. And that absolutely.
Once you kind of see your uniqueness, then you can kind of stop comparing yourself to others, because it's like, yeah, like, they're a great photographer too. Love that, but they're not me. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have what you have, and they have something unique too. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, that's great advice. I like that. I need to take that too, because I get lost in that, honestly, still. Yeah. It's interesting because I go back and forth between the balance of being inspired from social media and then just being in that thought spiral of why don't I do things like that? But then I'm like, I don't want to do things like that, which is why I'm not. Like, I feel yeah. like it's easy to get salty at trends, you know?
100%.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for your time. I want you to know that I'm cheering you on from over here in Atlanta. And I'm so excited to see where you keep growing with your work. And can you let everyone know where you are on Instagram so they can go follow you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you again for having me on as well. It's been great, like, talking to you. It's always great talking, you know, to somebody who, like, shares your same passion and everything and who gets it, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I know it's been a long time coming. It's crazy how time flies.
I know.
Like, for real.
But yeah, most of my work is on Instagram. It's at lucid.dream.artistry.
Beautiful. And it will be on our Instagram as well. So you can find it tagged there.
Yes. Also, TikTok should be the same username. But yeah, mainly I be on Instagram. So
go follow her. And and if you do any meetups in the future, let me know and I can spread the word to my Florida yeah. homies.
Yes.
Have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much.
You too, Leia. Thank you again.
Bye.